Well, I hope you had a great, amazing Independence Weekend, is what we called it. We have a lot to go over today, including France's rigged election system, the UK's system that also seems to be rigged, and man, there's some trouble happening in that area. The play on Biden and Dem forces keeps moving forward. Moves are playing out on all fronts for many to see. We're going to hit this, some more comms that are important, and just hold on tight. Here we go.
Something, I listened to both of them, and there's something that's similar here. You each were, you asked four questions, and maybe that's what you were allowed to ask by the campaign or the White House, but they were essentially the same questions, both interviews, about accomplishments, progress in your respective state, what's at stake in the election, what he has to say about his debate performance, and what he would say to voters who think their vote doesn't matter or might sit this election out. Were those questions given to you by the White House, or did you have, or the campaign, or did you have to submit questions ahead of this interview?
The questions were sent to me for approval. I approved them.
Okay, so the White House sent the questions to you ahead of the interview?
Yes.
Okay.
I got several questions, eight of them, and the four that were chosen were the ones that I approved.
Okay. And the reason I ask is not a criticism of either of you. It's just that if the White House is trying now to prove the vim, vigor, acuity of the president, I don't know how they do that by sending questions first before the interview so that the president knows what's coming.
Communist News Network, of course, all on board now with getting rid of Biden. The host who interviewed Joe Biden on Philly radio station Word, WRDURD, and later admitted the questions were scripted, has now been fired. In a scathing statement, Word said the practice of delegitimizing black voices continues today. Word Radio is not a mouthpiece for the Biden or any other admin. And there she is doing the X. And she went out and did something that she wasn't supposed to do, and so she's gone. That's the play that continues to go before us as we notice the truth ringing out across the masses. As the wake-up continues, most mainstream media polls are less than 2,000 people polled, says True Stormy Joe. And there are to a known demographic, right? The results are already baked in. On Twitter results, they're not baked in. This has 90,000 votes that we're looking at on the screen now in case you're listening in. There's an accurate state of current Trump lead, not the toss-up we keep hearing about or even 10 points. There's panic in D.C. because if you go to the political polls with 90,000 votes, Biden only has 17%. Trump has 75%. RFK Jr. has 4%, another 4%. Who's the other? Oh, man. If you go to Fox News, well, they'll give you this, that Biden is at 42% and President Trump's at 48%. See the difference when they push out on mainstream media trying to keep everything as if it's really close? New York Times is at 43% for Biden, President Trump 49%, CBS 48%. Of course, President Trump, 50%. They got to keep it real close there, you know. And then Communist News Network, I'm surprised they gave him 6 points. 49% for Trump, 43% for Biden. All playing out as we watch the boat parades this weekend. There's a boat parade in Florida. We're looking at it on the screen. Hundreds and hundreds of boats. How in the world they all joined together so perfectly, flying their flags for freedom. And also another picture of Trump boats playing out. There's a video that I happened to find, too, to all the great boaters in the boat parade on the Jersey Shore. We love you and we'll make America great again. That came from President Trump. So you see the Jersey Shore boats moving across. You know, we used to live in Jersey when I was in the recruiting area, recruiting station, New Jersey, in the Marine Corps. From, I believe, 1992 when we moved there, and 95 is when we left. Actually, no, it was 95 to 98. I'm getting, man, time's going by so quick. And we had a great time. It was probably one of the greatest experiences that I've ever had in my life. Amazing people, the jug handles and the farmers markets where we got most of our produce. And most of all, we just loved going out to meet folks from all different aspects and cultures and more. And it was just wonderful. And we had so many that supported our young family at the time. And we'd walk in a restaurant and they'd greet us as if we were family. I'd never experienced anything so amazing in my life. And I tell you, if you grab my book, you'll hear more about our experience in New Jersey. I wanted to talk about it real quick. If you guys didn't know, we lowered the cost pretty cheap now beyond the microphone. And you can hear more about and read more about my life story, especially what happened in New Jersey. One of the greatest 3 years probably in my life and my journey and walk of faith with Christ. Definitely a change for me, especially if you go to amwayknow.com, you can grab that. And also, you know, we have the shirts I'm voting for convicted felon this November in different colors for you also. So we just want to make sure you check that out for all that are interested. Also, Trump's going to be holding a fundraiser with the nominee for vice president on July 18th at RNC convention in Milwaukee. That's right. So we're finally probably going to hear about the vice president pick. And many are out there saying that they know who's going to be picked. Some have been floating around J.D. Vance. Others have been throwing out some other names. Burgum, I believe, only... it was another possible announcement, I believe. And whatever's playing out, we know that it's probably going to be a good one, and we'll move according to the perfect plan probably that's been set out before us. If you guys know that President Trump headed Truth Social go out at 9:37 on the 7th of July. He said, "You're invited to the world premiere rescue mission, Saving America, starring President Donald J. Trump, at Miller High Life Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right, on July 17th. Isn't it amazing? Picking the 17th out of all places for that particular deal presented by the Citizens United Productions. Well, if you go to 937 on the Intel board, the Q board, 937 is the post. 937 is what we're told to read, right? Glimpse. You cannot possibly imagine the size of this." And that was according to the thumbnail that you guys saw today entering into this video. "Trust the plan. There are more good than bad. The world is helping." That means there's other countries that are involved in this takedown of these elites, of these demonic beings that are trying to ruin this earth. We're not alone. We're all connected in this fight. Patriots Unite, we're winning big. Watch the speech. God bless. And then, of course, 37:14 are the numbers on the end, right? 14 seconds, 9:37 with 14 seconds. So 37:14, the frequency with which representations made by FBI personnel turned out to be unsupported or contradicted by information in their possession, and with which they withheld information detrimental to their case, calls into question whether information contained in other FBI applications is reliable. Think Flynn, FISA, illegal? ? So all this playing out and more as we enter into this Biden zone, who happened to be interviewed, this guy with a mask. And let's see how they played it out with the Stephanopoulos for us to hear about.
"What's your plan to turn the campaign around?
You saw it today. How many people can you get and draw crowds like I drew today? You find me any more enthusiastic than today? Huh?
I mean, I don't think you want to play the crowd game. Donald Trump can draw big crowds. There's no question about that.
He can draw a big crowd, but what does he say? Who does he have? I'm the guy supposedly in trouble."
So, you know, when Stephanopoulos gets the paid orders to try to make fun of Biden, well, he's going to do a job of it. You know, he's always got to be the supporter of anything on the left. With the Democrats, how dare he question Biden and tell him, "Oh, you know, Trump's got bigger numbers than you." So they're playing it out perfectly for all to see. And of course, the numbers that are before you, if you look at your screen, you'll see the difference between the Biden rally, which is on the top, which is like the small, you know, looks like a small room, almost a small high school gym on the top. And, of course, you see the President Trump rally on the bottom with thousands and thousands of people surrounding him everywhere he goes, hours and hours of people waiting. Yet, yeah, look at old Biden rally. It's just, well, it was maybe 300 maybe showed up. Probably half of those are media. The other half are his support group. Oh, man. Let's see. What else did he talk about? With the cognitive test, yeah.
I know you said you have an ongoing assessment. Have you had a full neurological and cognitive evaluation?
I get a full neurological test every day with me. And I've had a full physical. I had, you know, I mean, I've been at Walter Reed for my physicals. I mean, yes, the answer is yes.
I know your doctor said he consulted with a neurologist. I guess I'm asking a slightly different question. Have you had the specific cognitive tests, and have you had a neurologist, a specialist, do an examination?
No, no one said I had to. No one said, they said I'm good.
Would you be willing to undergo an independent medical evaluation that included neurological and cognitive tests and release the results to the American people?
Look, I have a cognitive test every single day. Every day I have that test. Everything I do. You know, not only am I campaigning, but I'm running the world.
Oh, George's been giving them orders. You got to do all you can to convince the people that this guy's lost his mind, because we're going to be making a big switcheroo. That's what it seems like. And, of course, everyone says, you know, stay in the race, Biden.
I mean, on a more practical level, Washington Post just reported in the last hour that Senator Mark Warner is assembling a group of senators together to try and convince you to stand down because they don't think you can win.
Well, Mark is a good man. We've never had that. He also tried to get the nomination, too. Mark's not. Mark and I have a different perspective. I respect him.
And if Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi come down and say, we're worried that if you stay in the race, we're going to lose the House and the Senate, how will you respond?
I go into detail with them. I've spoken to all of them in detail, including Jim Clyburn, every one of them. They all said I should stay in the race. Stay in the race. No one said, none of the people said I should leave.
But if they do?
Well, it's like, they're not going to do that.
You sure?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Look, I mean, if the Lord Almighty came down and said, Joe, get out of the race, I'd get out of the race. The Lord Almighty's not coming down.
Oh, so now this actor brings in the Lord Almighty. If the Lord Almighty came down and said, Joe, get out of the race, I'd get out of the race. But the Lord Almighty's not coming down. His Lord, the real Biden family's Lord, would be the demonic side. For decades, the real Biden has been nothing but trouble, nothing but lies, deceit. And if he had a Lord, then of course the father of lies is who? Satan. And so when I look at this setup, of course, with George Stephanopoulos and you know, these two, if you go back and look at them together, let's see, like this. Sometimes you wonder if they're actually even in the same room. Remember, we've had the green screen effects. Kind of the background doesn't look really normal to me. Kind of looks like a setup. And remember, you can broadcast anything and make anybody look like they're in the same room. We've showed this to you before. So this could have all been scripted out, recorded a certain way, and then placed out for the public to see to make them think that they're actually talking to each other. And I just, sometimes when I see these things, I just don't see it. The backgrounds just don't look right to me. It doesn't seem possible. But, you know, that's just how my brain works. And, of course, this guy's brain, not sure how it possibly can have anything going for him, especially if he's playing this particular role. Donald J. Trump said, I have the answer to the crooked Joe Biden incompetence puzzle. Let's do another debate, but this time no holds barred. An all-on discussion with just the two of us on stage talking about the future of our country. The ratings were massive for the first debate, record-setting, in fact, but this one, because of the format, would blow everything away. Let Joe explain why he wants open borders with millions of people and many violent criminals from parts unknown pouring into our once great nation, or why he wants men playing in women's sports, or demand all electric vehicles, within 5 years, or why he allowed inflation to run rampant, destroying the people of our country, and so much more. It would also, under great pressure, prove his competence or lack thereof. Likewise, it would be yet another test for me. What a great evening it would be, just the two of us, one-on-one, in a good old-fashioned debate, the way they used to be, anytime, anywhere, any place. So, of course, that playing out while we got the reminder that the House Democratic leadership is bringing out the big guns against a Republican bill set to be voted on next week that would require proof of U.S. citizenship to vote in federal elections. How about that? They admit that they're traitors, and they can't win unless they cheat. So just fly a whole bunch of people in, bring them across the borders, get them to fill out these ballots, right, and fill them up and throw them into those ballot boxes, bring them in, count as many as possible, and before you know it, this guy has a steal once again. That's how they play, and man, that makes me want to get a cup of coffee.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that you're morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said, "It's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today."
Well, guess what? They're trying to push me out on the race. No! Well, let me say this as clear as I can. I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
I'll beat him again in 2020. Oh, my goodness. This guy is just, he's just a hoot, isn't he? Axelrod, here we go.
It's just there are certain immutable facts of life, and those were painfully obvious on that debate stage, and the president just doesn't seem to come to, he hasn't come to grips with it. He's not winning this race. He's more likely, if you just look at the data and talk to people around the country, political people around the country, it's more likely that he'll lose by a landslide than win narrowly this race. And
oh, isn't that something? These guys were pushing Biden. Just, he's going to be the greatest thing. He's going to beat President Trump on that debate stage. He's greater than anything. He's going to win. And now all of a sudden the switch. They switch pretty fast, don't they? They make it pretty obvious what they've been up to. And while all this is playing out, just for the reminder, as this guy goes out on the campaign trail, notice what happens when he walks across the stage. For those listening and not watching, you'll notice there's a young lady, beautiful lady, that's smiling. She's just can't wait, and she smiles and is expecting President Biden, right, Resident Biden, to give her a hug and talk to her, and he just kind of walks by her real quick, says hi, and starts hugging the ladies next to her and talking to them and holding their hand and, you know, just showing how much he really cares. And it's just interesting because there's a shirt on a lady behind the folks that he's hugging saying, "No hate in my state." And yet he walks right past a young lady who could not wait to meet Biden. You can see on her face. As he walks by, watch. Here we go. She smiles real big, and he just walks right past her. And she realizes, man, that just hurt. And just to let you guys know, they're listening in. She happens to be a beautiful, young black lady, and he goes straight to those right next to her. And I tell you what, that hurts That hurts a lot. Biden's base is dipping.
Look at California. 14% of the people who voted today feel that their family is getting ahead. 14%. Yeah. That's abysmal. Can you tell people that the democracy issue, while existential, is more important than that actual experiential issue that people are facing, which is they don't feel that they're moving ahead?
Only 14% of Californians, Biden's base, are better off under him. And he's rambling on about snacks.
In fact, some of the small snack companies, you won't and think you won't even notice what they're doing. When they charge you just as much for the same size bag of potato chips, only has a hell of a lot fewer chips in it. I'll tell you what, I'll tell you who did notice, the Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller, paying the same price. I was stunned when I found out that's what actually happened.
He's talking about missing chips, the Cookie Monster. Even Democrats' most loyal voters, ride or die, have had it with this cornball.
I think of President Biden, he kind of sold a dream that he couldn't accomplish. His famous quote was that for African American, you weren't black if you didn't vote for.
And so this is playing out everywhere. Here we go.
Can someone please tell the Democratic Party to please change their playbook? Now is the African American pandering period. Where they take the next 6 to 9 months to pander to African Americans, use their African American celebrity endorsers. You know, the previous year before Joe Biden was elected, they used Tiffany Haddish, Charlamagne the God, Cardi B. And then what do they have coming up? I mean, who are they going to use this time? Oh, you know, the black churches, you know, they use BET's platform to promote Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, but they only do it during the election year. But the whole time that they're in power, they do absolutely zero for the African-American community. And then with Joe Biden, everything that Trump put into place for you that was going to help you financially, Joe Biden came right in and cut all of that. Please.
All of that was cut out. The people are starting to get out there and record on social media to let them know, hey, you guys better watch their playbook because this is how they're operating. And of course, they send Biden to the local church and watch what happens here. As they're singing, this guy hands Biden a $100 bill and says, this is what you're going to do with it. You're going to take it over there and you're going to deposit it into the box in front of everybody to see. And Biden's like, oh, okay, I'm going to head on over there. And he sees, yep, you've got to head on over there, sir, and got to drop that money that I just gave you in that box that everybody can see. We need a good photo of that for all to see as they continue to sing and everything. And he walks on over in front of everyone, and he makes the deposit right there. There you go. You did it. Out of the kindness of his own heart, right? All part of the show. And of course, if you head on over to Dan Scavino posting The Economist, he said, oof, this hurts, ouch. They're showing basically a walking deal. I believe this is for those that have a hard time walking. Mostly, I see most people using this. Forgive me, I don't know the name of it. Bottom line is, it says no way to run a country. And it's really sad how they're using this to do all they can to get rid of Biden, whoever's playing him. And watch what happens when they ask everyone to stand.
Let us stand together. Oh, at the cross where I first saw the light. And
so he's basically sitting there after they asked everybody to stand, and he's wondering, what should I do? And it takes him a while, and he catches on. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to stand up. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, yep. Oh, and he finally stands up. And so anyway, the deal just keeps playing out for all to see. The Independent, Business Insider, guess who they're pushing? Could Michelle Obama replace Biden as Democrat? Oh, wait. Here's another one, Business Insider. Michelle Obama may be the only person who could replace Biden and beat Trump. See. Oh, MSNBC, they're on there. Why Michelle Obama beating Trump and is outperforming? And then let's see. Oh, USA Today. As calls grow for Biden to drop out, new poll shows Michelle Obama. Oh, and Telegraph, Michelle Obama, the only Biden alternative who would beat Trump. Can you believe that? They are now starting to float the idea of Michael stepping to the front for all to see. Can you imagine the memes? Can you imagine if this person is part of the play and is placed out for all to see on the forefront? Can you imagine the amount of people who would have conversations to tell you who this person really is? Seems like that's how they always play it out. And then you head on over to the National Education Association, and you'd look at the president of that NEA, the largest teachers union in the United States. Remember the one that Trump said he's going to get rid of? Well, I'm sure they're having a hard time with that because they realize, man, he's got a lot of power and when he gets in, and he really seems to get what he wants, and he really exposes a lot of things that people are doing, and I don't want him to expose who we are and what we're up to. So I'm going to do all I can to get my folks behind me, and I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs. Here we go.
We can do this work. We must do this work. We get to do this work. We will do this work because our students are depending on us to win all the things. NEA, we have to win all the things. All the things. All the things. Our colleagues are depending on us to win all the things. Keep going, NEA. To preserve our democracy, we must win all the things. Delegates, we won't go back. We will keep going forward because we are the NEA. We are the NEA. We are the NEA. And that's what we do.
Yeah. You guys look at the homeschooling much? Because that right there would be a great promotion for homeschooling for all. Screaming at the top of their lungs, realizing the panic is getting hotter. They're losing it. They realize that the money that's flowing into their pockets will soon dissipate. And once they are taken away and folks are actually have the right to pick their schools and you hire teachers who actually love our children and you get rid of these books who are trying to change our male to female, female to male, these books that are promoting children with adults in bed doing heinous acts. Whenever you finally remove these people and you finally bring in we the people to run the school systems properly, then and only then will we realize just how much we're really helping the children. Not by screaming at an audience begging for a win. Whew. I think they're in big trouble. CBS News had an interview. Here we go.
What did you do before you retired?
I was an aircraft mechanic.
Have you always followed politics? Have you always been interested?
No. Uh-huh. No, I have not. Uh-huh. It's only since I've been retired.
Do you think democracy is threatened?
I think there's a threat.
Yeah? And the threat comes from?
God, I hate to say it this way, but from the Democrats. They put in a lot of laws here in Nevada because of COVID, and we have a Democratic-controlled legislature. They made that ruling that everybody got a mail-in ballot.
So in your perfect world, everybody would show up in person.
Yes.
To vote.
I mean, we did the caucus this year, and I helped the Republicans do the caucus.
Uh-huh.
We had everybody come in and present an ID,
uh-huh.
Vote on paper. We counted it that night. And before midnight, we had the result.
How about that? You guys remember the good old days? The time when they had, folks actually come in and do the election properly. Well, even in those days, I just kind of wonder, just like you guys, how many times they've placed presidents in front of us instead of the real election happening with real numbers. When do you think this last time that happened? We're going to have to stay on top of this. I've got more for you about UK and France and their elections and so much more. Before we go there, I wanted to show you andweknow.com. That's our website. And I'm just really proud of this site. A lot of work has gone into this over the years. And we've watched many changes. And, of course, you can find Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom there. Folks, all you have to do is hit that contact button there, and you'll be able to send us a message or send us a picture in wearing the merchandise for And We Know. You know, you can find all of our videos there if you're looking at that. You can see that andweknow.com/golds there. You can click on that. Our merch, if you go to the bottom right here, AUK merch, click on that. It'll take you to our merchandise site. You can join the AUK Fellows and our exclusive advocacy program, unlock merch discounts. You can stay in the loop with our informative monthly newsletter. And then we have VIP exclusive event invitations to gatherings to celebrate our community. And we do that through some Clout Hub calls. Also, subscribe to our newsletter. Put your name and email. We'll update you on all that's going on out there. You can follow our podcast. Listen to us if you don't have time to watch us on video. And, of course, just a reminder that our partners are there on the website. In case you forgot where to find Dr. Shockley, we're going to actually interview her again here soon on some of the updates coming. Immune Support, LT Pet Club, 247, Hunter's Blend Coffees there, Parker Pastures, and EMF Protection. They are all there for you. To see. And again, remember I told you, if you click on AUK merch, it'll take you to our merchandise store. I'm clicking there now. And there you go. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November tease. There they are. All kinds of good stuff. The fellowship member program, the signed book of my book, sweatshirts, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and of course our flag collection. If I didn't show you this already, we've got a new flag shirt, which is our new logo with the man holding the flag with an American flag on the stick. You can see that right there, available for pre-order. So excited about this new product. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So if you guys didn't know, the UK is about to get a new prime minister, someone Obama has been mentoring for months. Remember, we had a video come out where he was caught going in a secret meeting, turns around, hits a little wave there, and just walks in. You wonder what kind of conversation he's having. And, of course, we've all been talking, and you've seen many interviews where saying Obama's basically running the show. For everyone, this guy, Laura Boley, shares, who's the UK's new prime minister, Keir Starmer. Let's have a look. He supports Zelensky's regime in Ukraine. On Ukraine, there will be no divide with the government of Rishi Sunak. There's nothing that Putin wants more than to see division in the parliaments of the allies. He is a NATO enthusiast, ready to follow the U.S. policy line. We are proud of our history in signing the NATO treaty. We were the government that helped bring that about. We study intensely the journey of U.S. President Joe Biden into office because the Democrats are our sister party. That was in Time Magazine 2023. An unconditional ally of Israel. He claimed that Israel had the right to cut off water and energy to Gaza. Starmer hid behind a euphemism that is, Israel has the right to defend herself, but whatever happens, Hamas bears responsibility. Starmer fits the ideological pattern of a modern globalist, the editor of Trotskyist Radical magazine at the age of 24, prosecutor in his 30s, and after reaching top positions, a pro-U.S. Russophobic conformist, knighted in 2014 as Sir Keir Rodney Starmer, the new premier, is an elitist turncoat. And let's see, what else do we have from that? Bernie says, UK, less than 48 hours after installing Britain's version of Trudeau, this guy, Starmer, check out, alignment with the EU, migrant allocations from the EU, return to full WHO health control, digital ID, CBDC, net zero on acid, exactly as expected. Whew. And of course, right after that happens, many were sending videos of, you know, dear UK, did you enjoy the blue skies and sun yesterday over the weekend? You may have noticed a distinct lack of planes covering, flying over compared to normal. So let me show you this. Well, the planes are back today. We will shortly be back to living under geoengineering veil of smog. And you can see the chemtrails that are being sprayed all over the UK once again, just like bugs. If it's happening in your area, I'm sorry. We can just continue to pray because I'm getting pretty tired of this geoengineering that's happening in front of everyone. Guys, remember that we had, speaking of that geoengineering whistleblower, Kristen Megan. She worked for the U.S. Army as an environmental specialist and became a witness to geoengineering. She shares her firsthand knowledge and insights. You guys remember her.
And I worked in a job called bioenvironmental engineering, and I thought that was insane. And why would we do something like that, modify the weather by using hazardous materials in our atmosphere? So, and actually the process of trying to debunk it or disprove it, I realized it was actually coming right out of my office as I was one of the people that was approving the chemicals. And it really shook the core of my oath. And I did a lot of sampling, did a lot of investigation, and I blew the whistle and I got out. And I've now used my credentials, my oath, and my powers for good to help people understand it's very real. It's now openly admitted. There are multiple forms of weather modification. I specifically found the one of stratospheric aerosol injection. And collectively around the globe, we have to understand that it is now being admitted because they're saying it's combating climate change. Well, the climate change we need to be worried about is man-made climate engineering, also known as geoengineering.
And so we had this play out just even in my own life. I was friends with an F-18 pilot a few years back, and the guy pretty much called me crazy for sharing this, and he said his whole family tried to tell him too, and he didn't believe it. He got a little bit angry, you know, when I brought it up, and now he's admitted on social media that he was wrong. And I'm sure his family's excited to have him finally wake up to all of that. Of course, if you head over to the election scene, over 200 French election candidates quit an effort to block Marine Le Pen's hard right party forming government after Macron's disastrous snap poll, right? So she definitely was supposed to win, but of course they worked their magic in getting the 200 French election candidates out so that she could basically not have an opportunity to win. And of course, if you're looking at your map, she won all of this in France except for that one part in Paris. And that one little section of Paris is what took her down. Can you imagine if Los Angeles and New York City, with their population, California and New York, their population, if they were, you know, if it was just an election based off of numbers for President Trump. Can you imagine if all the cities with their crimes and their Democrat-run cities and those folks that are brainwashed, if they actually could, overtake the election? Can you imagine the United States might look something like that, right? Pretty interesting. Well, we had some information on that even more so. If you see Hungary, Viktor Orban actually told everyone how George Soros actually uses all of his money and power to ensure that these elections are rigged a certain way because he wants to take these nations down. Here's Viktor Orban. I remember, he said, how Mr. George Soros published his plan in English in a Project Syndicate publication. It was done in 2015, September 26. He published a plan. Here are the six components of my comprehensive plan. I'll just quote two or three points of that, he said. First is, he said, 2015, that quoting again, EU has to accept at least a million asylum seekers annually. Wow. That was the first point. Second, he said, adequate financing is critical. He proposed to issue a long-term euro bonds for financing the migration crisis and the migrants' social and welfare, taking care when they arrive to the European Union. And another point, which is very important for Hungary, which is involving the territory of Hungary directly into his program. He said that, quoting them, safe channels must be established for asylum seekers starting with getting them from Greece and Italy to their destination countries, which means to bring them to Hungary and then help them go to Austria. So don't forget that what we are speaking about is this, not an accidental stories, not a bulk of 10 years of accidental stories. It's a plan which is going on. It was written. It was published. It's known. We are fighting again an organized gang called Empire of George Soros. NGOs who are just supporting everybody who is transgressing our legal system and our regulation and financing illegal activity against our nation. This is why the story is not just about migration, but it's about how this European Union is working and how George Soros was able to captive the main positions inside many institutions of European Union, buying out MPs and other leaders in order to execute the plan, which is written, and it's against all the Christian and nation-based political forces. It's against us. It's about how to change Europe and how to eliminate and push aside all the Christian conservative national-based political leaders and voters from the European Union decision-making bodies. So this is the migration plan, not just about migration. And so I tell you what, he talks about the Christians, right? That's what they can't stand, the Holy Spirit-guided people. They want to push them aside. Who's that sound like? Sounds like Soros is best friends with old Satan himself, who hates those who belong to Christ. And of course, after that, the win there in France, just to show you, Rebel News was out recording some of these folks, and they basically are excited, these immigrants who have come in, they're flooding the system to change the face of the UK and France and everywhere else. And there's going to be a little bit of, they're going to be using the middle finger a lot for those that are watching TV. So I, you know, forgive me, and we're not going to block those out. Just want to read what they happen to be saying. I want you to see their excitement as they realize the election's been stolen now. Watch what they, how they behave. We beat you. We beat you, she says. We beat you. This is what you say. You lost. The left is too strong. We have love. We are celebrating and we have joy. And you, you have hatred. We are too strong. We won. And he gives the finger. And of course, there's a lot more of these. They say you're racist. You lost, haha. Let me let you hear this. You lost, haha. You lost. You lost. We are going to stay. We are staying. See, he's excited because he knew if they didn't win, if Marine Le Pen got in, these guys were going to be sent out. Marine Le Pen said the divide is no longer between left and right, but between patriots and globalists. Le Pen's party, of course, lost the election. Macron's party and the radical left teamed up strategically to withdraw candidates in certain races so that they could defeat Marine Le Pen's party candidates. The French are turning into an Islamic caliphate. More crime, more rapes, millions of more fake refugees, and France would be lost. Well, I happened to come across an interview, let's see if I can pull that up, with Marine Le Pen right after this loss, and she was more on the positive side. And I'm going to pull that video up. But basically, she said she's basically not disappointed by the result, but she's more encouraged. And so I'm going to play this, and I'll read the subtitles as this plays. All right, here we go. So I'm obviously not disappointed because I have too much experience to be disappointed by a result where we double our number of MPs. You know, I was a member of parliament 2 years and 1 week ago, and there were seven of us. As a result, I note this progress in front of everyone, in the face of a total coalition of all the movements from the LR to the LFI, accompanied, it must be said, by the press, which took clear sides during the campaign. And so I see that it's the resemblance, excuse me, let me go back to that. I see it's the reassemblement national and the political party that's number one in France. It is also the leading party in terms of number of MPs. And above all, I see all the building blocks for tomorrow's victory. I can see that we are in dozens and dozens of constituencies between 47, 48, 49%, and that these constituencies, I know, will be winning constituencies in future legislative elections. So the tide is rising. It didn't go high enough this time, but it's still going up. So our victory in reality is only deferred. See? So she's not disappointed by the result, but they doubled the number of MPs. And so she's looking more on the bright side of things for all this to play out. President Trump had something to say about all this, delivering remarks in Doral, Florida.
It's only going to get worse. And Hillary Clinton wants to allow 550% more people from that region into our country, and we have no idea who they are, where they come from, where their documentation is. It's only going to get worse, and it's going to start getting bad in our country. We're letting people come in by the tens of thousands. You see what happened to the French priest. A friend of mine, he said he was going to France like 3-4 months ago. I saw him yesterday. I said, how'd you like France? He said, I wouldn't go to France. I wouldn't go to France because France is no longer France. France is no longer France. They won't like me for saying that, but you see what happened in Nice. You see what happened yesterday with the priest who was supposed to be a spectacular man.
And so this must have been from years ago when all this was playing out for us to see. And so it's just a reminder from a video that somebody uploaded of how President Trump shared. They want the same thing to happen to America with all these illegals that are floating in. And so, you know, as WikiLeaks, of course, put out Julian Assange, the world is not sliding but galloping into a new transnational dystopia. The internet, our greatest tool of emancipation, has been transformed into the most dangerous facilitator of totalitarianism we have ever seen. The internet is a threat to human civilization, 2012. Okay? And so that bill, remember, he posted this at 9:18. 9:18, you are learning how many coincidences before it becomes mathematically impossible. You're learning how many of these. All of this that he posts at 18:25. The bill that opened the door for Twitter, Facebook, Google, etc., to censor and control. So this is posted at the exact time that you go to the Intel board, the Q board, that tells us there's a bill that's passed using the internet to control us. Their entire future depends on winning. Think Russian bots, foreign propaganda, the more you know. It's amazing that even Assange, the WikiLeaks, would have some understanding of the Intel board. Makes you wonder if they're part of that whole system, right? It's amazing. Some out there are saying that there's cables out that the European Union leader and President Viktor Orban, right, we just showed him, went directly to Putin a few days ago against the wishes of NATO. The meeting was very important as Viktor Orban is a great friend of Trump and recently stated he will make Europe great again. These military comms are important and begins military operation transition to openly target EU deep state intelligence and began the massive shift of European power away from the CIA, World Economic Forum, finish the globalist corruption and control. So with all this going on, there seems like, according to Only Drops QTSR, things are happening behind the scenes. So immediately after these military comms were given to Europe, Viktor Orban went to Russia, and Orban, with military guidance, gave Putin reassurance that half of European countries and major countries have their military back channels back up and running. This gives full constitution to Russia that the US-EU-Russian military alliance operations are going as planned. So are they backing Trump, the Cheyenne Mountain operations, and the recapture of the European Union? Who knows? We'll see how this plays out. It's a message to several countries across the world that a powerful pact is being made and things are going as planned to reunite Russia and European and United States under a new coming financial partnership and trading. This is all, again, part of wires and comms that are going out to the masses. Military comms indicate the CIA, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, WEF, Fiat money collapse is almost complete, and open military power is shifting against the CIA-NATO operations. Wow. Wouldn't that be something? Massive storm in Europe as the CIA globalist controlling money crumbles in real time in a collapse. Blackguard, street ops, Rockefeller's deep dark ops with DARPA. When criminals don't get their money, the bribes, the kickbacks, and their money laundering system begins to break, these deep state generals, commanders, politicians, bankers, corrupt elite leaders begin to feel the panic and the pain. There's secret military operations and talk of military leaders in Europe. We can only hope that's happening. In the meantime, with all this money talk, we had a chance to talk to Dr. Kirk Elliott yesterday. It was released for all to see. The U.S. drops out of worldwide competitiveness. 300 sanctions added on Russia. There's a housing market squeeze, economic war on steroids. Great discussion. You go to andweknow.com/gold. You can talk to Dr. Kirk Elliott. I mean, we really hit some big points this time. He was on a roll. Here's a clip from that.
You have to know your audience. You have to read the room, right? When if you were to throw an economic sanction on the Dominican Republic, per se, right, and say, okay, we're going to put economic sanctions on you, and all they produce is coconuts, pineapples, sugarcane, and cigars. Right? It's like, who cares? Right?
Right.
But when you put an economic sanction on Russia, who has a leader who has a nuclear arsenal at his disposal, who produces most of the aluminum in the world, most of the oil and gas in the world, and most of the raw materials and commodities needed for production in the world, it's like, know your audience, know the nature of the leader of that country before you do something, because there's going to be ramifications of it. What are the ramifications of Putin? He's already determined as of 2014, after the 2009, you know, economic collapse in America, he noticed something. He said, wow, America's printing money like there's no tomorrow.
So all of this is playing out for many to see, and just great talks, conversations on how Dr. Kirk Elliott sees this playing out. And of course, we got into another blow in the housing market and so much more that you don't want to miss. Tell you what, it's just amazing, these updates. And of course, many have been talking about this Project 2025. And if you haven't seen it, it's basically a system that many think that President Trump is holding on to. But here's a clip with somebody stating, no, he's not.
About Project 2025.
Have you heard of Agenda 47?
Say what?
Agenda 47.
Nah.
It's the actual platform that Trump is going to push when he becomes president. It's listed on his official campaign website. Project 2025 is not to be found there. Matter of fact, Project 2025 was created by a conservative think tank named Heritage Foundation.
It's supposed to make it illegal to be homeless.
Has nothing to do with Trump. Trump has neither endorsed nor supported this platform. He has his own.
But I saw on BET.
I don't care what any Hollywood elite or BET Awards show hosted by Taraji P. Henson have told you about Project 2025. It is not a talking point of President Trump's campaign, nor is it something that he's interested in. It's just another tool to fearmonger you and to just continue to vote for the same people over and over again and never break in the cycle of chaos that we see within the black community. Once again, just look at the decades long of Democrat control over black cities.
Uncle Tom.
It makes sense, man. But listen, do you. Be mad at what you want to be mad at, but you ain't mad at Trump.
Man, shut up, coon.
So good information. Of course, we had another one, Democrat activist Aaron Parnas. Well, he accidentally makes an epic Trump campaign ad.
Where Agenda 47 actually is Trump's plans day to day, what he will do if he is elected again. So let's talk about it. First, the proposal would, quote, dismantle the deep state by stripping thousands, tens of thousands of career government employees of their civil service protections and essentially begin mass firings of federal employees. On day one, he would order ICE to conduct the largest deportation in America's history. He would reinstitute his Muslim ban and would start building the wall again. He would institute a set of tariffs of 10% on most foreign goods, which will only drive American costs up. He would ask Congress to pass legislation establishing that there are only two genders in America, and would push Congress to pass legislation that prohibits hormonal or surgical intervention for transgender minors in all 50 states. He would also terminate the Department of Education completely, force homeless people off the streets by building tent cities, and he would send National Guard officials to cities like Chicago and New York to deal with crime. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this agenda, so comment them below. But this would be the most radical remaking of the federal government the United States has ever seen. So be sure to like, comment, and share.
So, of course, he says that'll be the most radical we've ever seen. No, the radical is what they've done to us over the years in making all these policies, in shipping all of these illegals into the country, in making sure that we can use our money to transition and mutilate people's bodies and children's bodies. That's the radical change. No, it's bringing things back to normal, if there is even a normal. President of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, thousands of non-dangerous prisoners are including associates of gang members, though not gang members themselves, are being trained to help rebuild the country of El Salvador. So when it comes to radical changes, I mean, look at this. If you're watching your video, these guys are out helping with construction and painting and redoing and remaking a lot of the areas, cleaning up the beaches, getting involved in sewing, learning how to repair televisions and vehicles and shoes and baking and making rugs and carpets and painting and helping with the livestock and farming. My goodness, I mean, that just looks like a terrible thing, right? No, this is wonderful. That's how you make real change, positive change in your community and in your country. And these guys must be super excited because they have jobs and they're learning trades and they're doing things that can help out the community. Isn't that nice to see? All of this playing out, where more and more we've been inundated, of course, with all of the talk of the jabs and more. The Australian judge who dismissed COVID vaccine lawsuit concealed that she had been paid by Pfizer. Yep, we've just got to keep that reminder going of what they've done to us, how they pushed the deaths on us, how they forced the children to wear masks, how they made fun of those who didn't take the jab, who didn't really fall for this COVID scam, how they made fun of us on the night shows with vaccine dances and more to get everybody out there to put this stuff and junk into their bodies, how they forced the students to wear masks out on the field as they played their musical instruments as if they were going to die because some type of COVID was flying around to get them, put them in boxes in their schools and embarrass them and embarrassed our country, wearing nose masks and eating. The things they did to us years ago that have ramifications for many years to come, we have to keep that reminder going. And also a reminder of the push in the month of June of what they did to us through many campaign ads. Ben and Jerry's even joined in on that.
You can make progress by doing the things you love. If you can farm, fight food deserts. If you can surf, surf for racial justice. Like to read? Start a banned book club. Protest with an ice cream cone or project new meaning on an outdated statue. Get in a costume, but try not to get arrested. You have the tools for doing good, and the greatest tool is your own unique flavor. Ben and Jerry's. Make some mother chunkin' shit.
So there's Ben and Jerry's, of course, another company that just pushes the agendas. Instead of just selling ice cream, they had to get into this world of pushing all types of immoral activity to everyone and more. And of course, just want to make sure you guys are aware, fully aware of that. And of course, just a blast from the past before we finish off today would be the real Joe Biden back in 2006.
In a handbasket, we are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act. We've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Yeah. 2006. The real Joe Biden, using the talking points that were given to him at that time. Who is that guy? Will we ever see marriage go back to one man and one woman? Will we ever see the immoral activity that's being pushed in the agendas to transform our country? Will it ever go back to biblical, godly, moral frameworks? I've had this discussion with many. Some folks get really upset and the discussion below the videos and saying that we need to accept and embrace this, and others say that no, we need to go back to biblical values. I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say on this, as the transformation, especially behind the pulpits, have changed quite a bit on this over the years, and that's where really the truth needs to stand. With all this panic of the truth coming out and Biden freaking out and not trying to, they don't want to really lose this election. There's been much talk about how they might want to play out this year. Many people are talking about it. Panic in the CIA, Pentagon, Mossad, right? The MI6, Five Eyes agencies that pushed and ran the fake pandemic operations, the creation of the death bioweapons virus, and the death gene therapy shots that they called vaccines, that they're not vaccines. Exposure of the deep state operations happening on a mass scale. Humans across the world are awake and aware that a corrupt system is controlling their governments and laws. Further note that the human race has already rejected the idea of another pandemic and more vaccines. Less than 5% of humans have taken the vaccine since 2023 push. They're in panic as Trump is getting ready to initiate arrest wars and firing of tens of thousands of U.S. government employee heads. Even the media, military leaders, and politicians are in open panic of the arrest wars coming. Nobody's laughing anymore about the storm and coming retributions. Arrest wars 11.3, military intervention, Nuremberg codes, and tribunals. The deep state is getting ready to initiate sky events, right? We've been wondering what the sky events are. To block the exposure of the pedophile elite rings and the true Epstein saga connected to P. Diddy and the music film industry. The deep state military intelligence is at the heart of the pedophilia operations controlled by the big elites, the Rockefellers. And they're using Fox News and others to get out that word. The disc-shaped craft hovers over Colorado concert venue. On this day in history, in 1997, Air Force releases the Roswell Report. Mysterious Las Vegas monolith appears in the desert. UFO whistleblower says he's being threatened as congressman warns protections are a joke. All of these headlines happening in the past 2 weeks. You think there's an agenda? You think they're trying to prepare us to have some type of sky event to trick all the masses so that they get their eyes off of what's happening here, the real thing that's happening here on the earth? Who knows? Who knows how they're going to lie to us? Sources say a former federal prosecutor, National Intel Director John Ratcliffe, tops Trump's list for attorney general and plans to criminally prosecute the CIA contractors and employees who broke laws against interfering in elections when they ran an influence op in 2020. And I bet you that that includes the op of J6 to rope people in and hurt our country. Whew, how amazing will that be? Yeah, the panic's big. We're witnessing, thanks to Patriot for Life and Donald J. Trump, happened to re-truth this, folks. Grasshopper caught it. We are witnessing one of the greatest chapters in our entire lifetime. This is clearly a war of good versus evil, and we are all part of these historic events. When they say it's great time to be alive, embrace this moment. For we are witnessing the power of God like we have never seen before. God chose Donald J. Trump for this task. This goes without question. No other person would be able to withstand what this man has gone through and continues to go through for us, for America, all being orchestrated through the powers of God. God's showing the world throughout the President Trump that no matter what they do, no matter what they try, no matter how they try to defy him, God is showing the world he is in control. He's showing us all that he will not be defied. He will not be defeated. He will conquer all and crush this evil once and for all. In God, we must always trust, fear nothing. No matter what you see or hear, In the end, nothing can stop what is coming. God wins. God bless you all.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for guiding and directing our lives, for just so much support, so many answers to prayer that you have granted us. And it's just absolutely amazing to continue to follow you and seek your face day in and day out through our troubles, our trials in our own families, our own struggles and situations and decisions that have to be made on a daily basis. We come to you, the author and finisher of our faith, and we ask for continued guidance. Please help us as we try to find out what the truth is. Help us to expose this enemy. Help us to see a biblical event, something like Joseph saw, when all the world was crumbled. We need you every second of every day. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you, folks, for your continued support. We hope that you have a wonderful week. This summer's pretty hot. It's heating up. And we're looking forward to great things happening in the next few weeks to months. It's going to be great. I hope that you hit that follow button and subscribe button if you haven't, and share and hit like if you would. And we're interested to hear from you also. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.